In this video, we will talk about supervision, reporting, role descriptions, and accountability. These words may sound administrative, but they are deeply pastoral. A church that deploys leaders without clarity can create confusion. A volunteer may not know what authority they have. A chaplain may not know when to refer. A coach may drift into counseling. An officiant may not know church expectations. A ministry leader may feel unsupported. A pastor may assume things are going well until a problem appears. Healthy ministry needs clear expectations. That begins with a role description. A role description does not need to be complicated. It should answer simple questions. What is this person called to do? Who supervises this person? What training is required? What may this person do? What may this person not do? When should this person report to a pastor, elder, or ministry leader? What boundaries apply? How will the church review the ministry? For example, if a church commissions a care chaplain, the role description should clarify visitation expectations, confidentiality limits, referral situations, emergency concerns, and supervision. If a church appoints a wedding officiant, the role description should clarify ceremony preparation, marriage expectations, legal awareness, church policies, and pastoral oversight. Accountability is not suspicion. Accountability is love with structure. It helps leaders serve with confidence because they know what is expected. It helps pastors lead wisely because they know what is happening. It helps the congregation trust the ministry because roles are not vague or hidden. Reporting should also be clear. A ministry leader may not need to share every detail of every conversation, but the leader should know when to report concerns. Abuse disclosures, threats of harm, medical emergencies, legal questions, severe mental health crises, or unsafe situations should not be handled alone. This is especially important in chaplaincy, coaching, youth ministry, visitation, weddings, funerals, and public care roles. Pastor, when you use CLI and CLA pathways, do not stop at training and recognition. Build supervision, create role descriptions, set reporting rhythms, review ministry fruit, correct gently when needed. Encourage often. A church that trains leaders but does not supervise them may create risk. A church that trains, recognizes, mentors, deploys, and supervises leaders can multiply ministry with wisdom, safety, and spiritual fruit.